This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest has been on our show many, many times. He's a terrific musician, and if you saw the Super Bowl game, you saw him behind a huge mountain, taking up half the screen, playing his saxophone, and we're talking about Kenny G. Later on in the show, Frankie Avalon will be here. Frankie is big on cruising, and since the cruise business is starting to spark again after all of the problems we had with the COVID pandemic, he'll be talking about a rock and roll cruise. Later on, he's 90 years old, still going strong, Hal Linden, and then airline captain Ron Nielsen has a book out about fear of flying that is very, very interesting. And that's all coming up this hour. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest this second hour is Kenny G.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you looking for something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers? How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram, and we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.
We are back, and I'm glad to have our next guest with us. He's been a friend of our show for many years, made several appearances, and if you watched the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago, you saw him on the Budweiser commercials. I tell you, nobody plays it better than that gentleman right there. Everybody loves the sax player for some reason. I don't know what it is, but that's the truth. Joining us right now is legendary Kenny G. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great, and thank you for those nice words.
Well, it's from the heart. I'm a musician, and my whole family is in the music business, and it's just, to me, something that, and I know you share these same feelings, is that it's the most common denominator of anything in the world. Everybody has a car, but they don't particularly have enjoyment with it. Everybody enjoys some kind of music somewhere, someplace, somehow.
Yeah, that's true. You know, what, the thing about music is it makes you feel things, and everybody feels something different. You know, when I play a melody, one person can come and tell me that it makes them feel very happy. Another person can tell me that it made them sad because it reminded them of a lost one. Or somebody can say that, oh, they reminded them of when their son was born, and it's a wonderful thing. So I think with any kind of music, music, it just takes you someplace, and people, I think people like feeling things, and music lets them feel things. I think we all like to remember times that we've experienced, and music allows that. And I know that when I hear a certain song, it just takes me right back to high school. And of course, I didn't love every minute of my high school, but I loved enough of it that it still is a nice memory.
Yeah, you know, I was a disc jockey when I was in high school, and that's exactly the same thing. I'll go back and I hear that song, I'll think of some girl or some good times we had. It's just something that you can't explain.
Yeah.
But you know what was funny is that my radio name, when I was a disc jockey back in, well, just right after Marconi invented the radio, my radio name was Ronnie G.
Oh, wow.
So I have newspaper articles that say, is Ronnie G and Kenny G related? Of course, I told them, yes. What the heck? Why not? Why not?
Of course, and why not? And you were way ahead of your time.
Yeah, I was way ahead of my time. Hey, I'm excited about the fact that you're going to be in our neck of the woods. You're going to come about 500 feet from where I'm talking to you right now for a concert.
It's going to be a busy Saturday. But, you know, that's fine. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. You know, it's going to be great. Plus the Shriners Hospital for Children and, you know, it's doing things for them. I'm becoming part of that family with them, and I really love the fact that the people are so, their work is so heartfelt, and I like that.
You work with them a lot. I mean, you work with like over 20 Shriner hospitals nationwide, don't you?
Well, I'm just starting. You know, I'm kind of like the new kid on the block when it comes to the relationship with Shriners. But I like everybody that I've met so far. It's just been very easy to become part of their family, and I like it. And I like the work they're doing. I like the people, and it's a satisfying feeling to know that you're doing something you love and at the same time helping somebody else. So I feel like in some ways when people tell me, hey, that's great that you're doing it, I know it is, but I'm also enjoying myself.
And I don't mean to be facetious or flip or anything, but do you have one of those little motorcycles or little cars or anything that you drive around in?
I don't have.
You're going to have to get one.
No, you know, I'm going to stay away from that. I just want to protect myself. I can't afford to hurt myself. And I mean, I love motorcycles, and I actually used to have a motorcycle.
You're kidding.
And I parked it one day, and it got stolen. I came out, and the thing was gone, and I go, you know, maybe that's a sign, and I never replaced it.
I look over all the things in your business, and it's just so hard to even start. I didn't realize, first of all, that you worked with Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra, but you've worked with Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, Francis Sinatra, Tony Braxton, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Brian McKnight, Barbara Streisand, Leanne Rimes. I mean, have you worked with any big names, Kenny?
I'm working on that. Maybe next year.
How many dates you do a year?
Last year I think I did about 65, and I'm my number is 80. I want to do 80 dates, 75 to 80. That's what I'm shooting for. But it may sound like a big number, but it really isn't. I mean, if you think about it, if I work 60, 70 days a year, I mean, that's, you know, 280, 290 days I don't work. So
yeah,
there is travel involved. So, but I like it. I enjoy my live concerts. I like seeing the world. I like traveling, but I like traveling for work. I have a tough time traveling for pleasure. I really do.
You know what? The lady you talked to just before you came on the line with me is my wife and the executive producer of this show. She always says, why don't you go out on vacation? And I will go out to do remotes, whether it's in Branson or Las Vegas or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But just to go out for the sake of going out, I get no enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You and I are, I think, part of the minority there, because most people really do love to go, let's plan a vacation. To me, going to the airport feels like work,
yeah.
And I do it because it's my work, but to actually voluntarily go there for no other reason doesn't sound like a fun time to me.
Well, you know what they say is that you don't really get paid for being on stage. You get paid for traveling. Being on stage is the fun part of the
whole thing. That's very true. It is true. I'll take a little bit of that back. When you get a chance to fly first class from the United States to Asia, they have, or maybe to London on British Airways, the actual treatment you get up in that first class cabin, now that's kind of luxurious.
Yes.
I don't do it every time like that. Depends on the gig and everything like that. But when I do fly like that, that, I will say, does not feel like work.
See, that's the difference between a talented individual like yourself. Me, they put me back on one of those DC-9s where the engines are guitar and you don't have way in the back. Now, you have this Latin album that you have out right now, Rhythm and Romance, and the thing I love about what you do, and again, I'm a singer. The thing I love about what you do is that you change your styles so much, and you change them so that they're totally different as to what someone would expect you to do. And I think that's really the sign of a true artist.
Well, thanks. You know, it's not easy to do that, but every now and then you really have to. You basically have to just almost reinvent yourself. So I do that. I take my time and try to figure out what it is that I'm trying to do and where am I trying to go. And you know, it's one of those things. You have to just feel it. And my next record that I'm working on is going to be kind of more of like an R&B record. Still my style, but maybe a little bit more groovy in an R&B way instead of groovy in a Latin way.
It's very difficult, as you know, and not just recently, but over the years, going back to the mid-50s, after the big band era, to get an instrumental on commercial radio airplay. I mean, there's been a handful of them, and it's a tough thing to do, but you have successfully done that. It's an art that you have that is just fantastic. Doc Severinsen is a friend of mine, and I remember Doc telling me that he would rehearse sometimes 6-8 hours a day. I think you do the same thing, don't you?
I do, yeah. I practice 2 or 3 hours every morning. Now, trumpet players are different. Like Doc Severinsen, I think he has a famous quote. He says, if I don't practice for one day, I feel it. If I don't practice for 2 days, you'll feel it.
Well, the lip has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for trumpet. Trumpet players really just have to play all the time, or they can really physically lose it. I play every day because I love it, and I just like to feel like I'm on top of my game. And it's just, I guess I'm kind of addicted to it, so I must admit that.
Well, I tell you, before I got into the singing, my brothers, who both had big bands, wanted me to play trumpet, and I played for 10 years. And I had lips like Mick Jagger before they were in.
That's so funny.
I would have been, if I wasn't so scared in high school, a good kisser, but I just a little embarrassed myself. But, man, I had a set of lips.
That's funny.
Kenny G, performing right next door to me. Kenny, I'm going to be over there to see you.
Oh, good, Rob. Well, I'll look forward to it, and I promise you I will be on my best behavior.
Let me tell you something. I would expect you to do that because you always do that.
Thanks,
Kenny.
Okay, Ron.
Our very special guest, one of the talented guys in our business, Kenny G.
You were great. It was a pleasure, but it felt like a conversation.
Well, thanks, Kenny. I appreciate it. And if you ever get the opportunity of seeing Kenny G in concert, do it. There's not too many things in life you can guarantee, but I guarantee you this one. You'll love the show. Kenny G. Guy's great, isn't he? And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Yes, you will. Please send a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants my kisses and my arms. A girl with all the charms of you.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. Now that the restrictions on the pandemic have eased up, cruising is back, and we're going to be talking to a friend of ours who loves to cruise. He is a legendary star, too. We're going to go cruising with Frankie Avalon. Hi, Frankie. How you doing?
For the nice intro, Ron.
Well, you know what? When you're dealing with nice Italian guys, you know, you just got to stick together, you know, Frankie?
All right. Well, yeah, I see you have the... That you must be that of my heritage also.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. All right.
You and I first met at the Peabody Hotel a few years back here in Orlando, and I have on our wall of fame here a great picture, red, white, and blue, you with the white jacket, me with the red, and Wink Martindale with the blue jacket that was at the Peabody here. I think it was a radio convention a few years ago.
Didn't we have dinner after?
Yes, we did.
All right, I do remember.
Yeah, the memory's coming back. There you go.
All right, got it.
Great cruise. I'm excited about this, Frankie. I mean, this is, I mean, there's cruises, and then there are really neat cruises. And this one is with a lot of our mutual friends, Bobby Rydell. I mean, you've got Carl Gardner's Drifters. Unfortunately, Carl, we lost. And Dion.
Yeah, and Bobby Rydell.
And Bobby Rydell, yeah.
Well, you know what, Ron? It's a unique cruise. You know, I'm sure lots of people have cruised around this world, but this one is so unique because of the fact that it really is unique to the fact of it's music, it's inspiration, it's a feeling of reminiscing, it's a memory that we all get together and we do shows together, we mix and mingle with the people, the passengers. It's not just do a show, go to your cabin and not be seen. We really get around and enjoy the cruise with the people because for some reason, it isn't where the people are, you know, waiting in line to say hello or sign an autographed book or something. It's not that kind of a thing. You just wander around just like any other passenger,
mm-hmm.
Have breakfast in the morning, and people come by, say hello, sit at a table with some people, reminisce, talk to them, sit by the pool, get some sun, get on a tender, get off the ship, go to a port, go to St. Thomas, have some pina coladas,
yeah.
Back on board. So it's that kind of a feeling and a flavor to this cruising. It's not the normal to where you really don't know. Everybody gets to know one another because they're there for the same reason. It's a wonderful memory, And it's a time with a period of their life that they'd like to reminisce about.
You know, I give you a lot of credit for doing that, though, Frankie, because I remember we were going to do something very similar with our mutual friend Tony Orlando. And what happened was is that the comment was made somewhere in the discussion where, you know, you really don't get any relaxation on these cruises for the entertainers. I mean, for the guest, it is, wow, it is out of sight. But, you know, you guys really do it right because you do mix with the people, which is what they want to do. They not only want to see Frankie Avalon singing Venus, which, by the way, was the song we came in this segment, but they also want to see Frankie Avalon have that pina colada and sit next to him at breakfast.
Well, you know, you're right, Rod. But, you know, first of all, the most important thing is you have to be a people person.
Right.
Tony Orlando is a dear friend of mine. He is a people person.
Yes, he is.
Bobby Rydell is. Dion is. The people that Time Life puts together on this cruise, they are people persons. They like to be around people. Some people don't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I've been like that all my life. And the friends that I just talked about, they're the same way. So that's why we don't mind it. We enjoy it.
Well, that's sensational.
Well, not only that, Ron. You know, the mere fact of you're on a ship that the crew caters to their passengers. You get the best food. You get the best service. What I like about cruising is the fact that you don't have to make any plans at all. All the plans are made for you.
Right.
When I get on a cruise and I get into that cabin, and my luggage is right there because they put it there, and I take out my clothes, and I don't have to get taxi cabs. I don't have to make reservations at hotels. I don't have to go into different areas, whether it's good or bad. I'm there. They take care of everything. When I get off the ship, everybody is together. You know, you enjoy the sun, you enjoy the beaches. So how much better would you want than anything like that?
Well, you know, and as an entertainer, you know that the best part of this job is standing on the wings waiting to go on. You get paid for the travel. And
that's right.
And in this particular situation, you're at a home base for 8 days. I mean, it's a perfect scenario for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you haven't cruised, the experience is unique because of the fact that your luggage is tagged, it's brought to you, everything is done systematically. That's why cruise lines have been on the up for a long, long time, because they are so enjoyable.
And the fact of the matter is this attracts the exact demo that is going to be just outrageously happy to see all of you guys and girls.
And not only that, you know, it's an opportunity where people have so much fun, Ron, because on their cabin doors, I remember the first one I did, they put on their cabin doors, they put like old pictures, photographs of some of their favorites. They put photographs of them with their husbands that were then their boyfriends at the time. And they really dress up their cabin doors. They'll come out at night and put on a poodle skirt or a pencil stick skirt or a guy that's got the duck tail. And, you know, it really is a fun time. It's an experience, and it's the best.
Oh, gosh. You and I, I'm sure, have a million mutual friends, but one buddy of yours who I see often and talk to often, we joke around all the time. All I'm going to say is that he has helmet hair, and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Tommy and I have been friends for years and years and years, you know.
I think he uses your name at room service sometimes.
Oh,
he's a piece of work.
He sure is. He's a very talented guy and a friend for many, many years.
Frankie, what is it when you walk out on stage and you see all of these people who remember every single word of your songs, remembers the movies? I mean, that is a sign of fine wine, is when it gets better year by year. And it has lasted a long time for you, and rightfully so, my friend.
Yeah, Ron, you know, it's very touching. I go into the audience quite a bit because I like doing that. Again, I'm a people person. So when I'm out in the audience and I'm singing, and I'll pass by a table or seats or whatever, and I'll see someone with tears in their eyes.
Oh, wow.
Because it must be something very important to them. And I get pretty teary-eyed myself because I know it's affected them some way, you know. So that makes me feel real good.
Oh, boy, and rightfully so, too. Hey, Frankie, it's always great talking with you, and look forward to coming back down here to Orlando one of these days.
Yeah, pretty soon, hopefully. Ron, nice talking with you again. Hope to see you. In the meantime, for those of you who want to get away from the kids, the grandkids, and go on a nice cruise and become 17, 18-year-old again, come in and join us on the cruise. It's wonderful.
I'm going to do that, Frankie. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Bye now.
Frankie Avalon has been our guest, one of the real legendary singers of our time. Boy, I tell you, what memories Frankie brings back. And as Frankie said, cruising is back. And we'll be back with more on Ron Sedgie Today.
Thanks, Ron. With all the charms of you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is continuing its advance into Ukraine. The speed of the Russian advance has slowed because of strong Ukrainian resistance. Around 150,000 Russian forces are now fighting in the country. The Kremlin said that President Putin had ordered a pause on Friday, but decided to resume because Ukraine rejected talks. The Ukrainian news outlet reported that a bridge was blown up on the Kyiv-Zhytomyr highway, killing one child and injuring four people. Also, at least six people were injured when Russian rocket fire hit a high-rise building in Kyiv. Since Russian forces invaded Ukraine on Thursday, 198 civilians have been killed, including three children, and over 1,000 civilians have been injured. Ukrainian President Zelensky said he has no plans on the army backing down, despite fake information online. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Find it all around the world. It's Ron Segi today. I believe that after, I guess, 27, 28 years and 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but we've been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seen just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand-new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets, is Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. Pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show? No, all right, all right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That would also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think we're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie. And as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. And I am a grandfather, so that wasn't the hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student, wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about an historical event. And he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor, and Holocaust survivors are not, well, they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
And understandably so. You know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time. Self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dressed like he did and cut my hair the way he did. And the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell a story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it, and we have in the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave that description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, and Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there
with my girlfriend.
That's what I mean. you're trying to establish your own identity.
Right, and then...
The problem is, as I say, there's nothing... that's common, but what have you lost, you know?
Yeah.
What gets lost? History, experience, wisdom.
Right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it, of what the past can educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know, or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement.
Right.
And what's in the headlines today.
Yeah.
You know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel, and also The Gathering.
Had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And
that's right.
So true.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, Hal, how you can find more about it. You go to Facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at Twitter.com/ The Samuel Proj. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all major markets too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, I still pick up the clarinet. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Don Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton.
Right.
Woody Herman.
Right.
Those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And early rock and roll was not my... I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried theater, and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering, on stage, and then turning around, and I didn't realize, too, that Car 54 or RU, and I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller, and being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now, I mean, that shows a versatile talent. And I say that honestly, Al. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say jack of all trades, master of none.
No. See, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to... You know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at stuff. And I've been working at it a long time, so...
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, "Boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy." Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years...
There you go.
If you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But, again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
Perhaps seek it out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It'll be in an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie and look forward to having you back, okay? Bye-bye. Hal Linden has been our guest. Boy, what a talent. Really, a very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. He is indeed a legendary actor and a Tony Award-winning actor, too. Hal Linden. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
World. world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. A few months back, our next guest was with us, fascinating individual, and we asked him to come back, and I just told him before he went on the air I could talk to him for hours and hours and hours. He is an Air Force Academy graduate with a tour in Vietnam. He accumulated over 20,000 flight hours during his career as a commercial pilot flying a Boeing 737. And also has a book out called How to Overcome the Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. Tell you how to win a fearless flight class with him on the website. Joining us right now is Captain Ron Nielsen. Hi, Captain. How you doing?
Hey, Ron.
I meant what I said. I could talk to you for hours because I love airplanes, and I actually really love the commercial airplanes. But there was a time, and I'm not too far away from that right now, I'm working on it, that the fear of flying does enter into the equation. Tell us about the 60 million people in the United States alone that have fear of flying and how to overcome it, because there are things that you go through and takeoff and the claustrophobia that really helps people understand the whole concept of what's going on.
You know, the way we are wired as human beings, we tell ourselves stories. That's how we understand the world and how we express it and share it with others. And so when we have things that for whatever reason get off of the wrong foot in our brain, we make stories up about that. So flying, with all of its unusual sights, sounds, and sensations, can be one of those things that provokes thoughts that are uncomfortable. And once I tell myself a story like that sound can't be good or that sensation can't be good, then I build on that. And now I filter everything related to flying through that same filter. So now if I have an inherent belief that flying is dangerous, I'm going to notice things in the media and TV and radio reports about things that happen that are going to support that. And so what you've got to do is you've got to change your story, and in doing so you change your life. And some of the presenting problems, the surface fears for people are takeoff, of course, because there's a lot happening on takeoff, a lot of vibration, a lot of noise, and turbulence. No one likes turbulence because it triggers that feeling of being out of control, which underlies most fearful flyers. And so and the other thing about that drives people crazy is just the thought that what if I can't maintain my own emotions and manage my own composure? Am I going to get taken off in handcuffs? You know,
yeah.
And so all of those things go into that. And the book that is really organized. One, you don't have to read it cover to cover. Two, it's not just about me and how much I love aviation, which I do. It's about the people that I've dealt with over the past 32 years and what works and what doesn't work. And it's broken into three parts. One is about the psychology of fear and fear of flying. Two, it's about the basics of flight, how do airplanes work. And three, it's about coping skills and strategies. So you can open it up, find what you're interested in, and go right to it. And if the Kindle version has hot links in it, so you can go right to another topic that will expand your information on that. Or if you have the paperback version, you can just, it's got the QR codes, that little crazy little dots and squares and all that, and you can take a picture of that, and it'll take your smartphone to that. So we made it so that it was user friendly. You can take it with you and have guidance right when you need it.
See, I think one of the big problems for people, and I can attest to this, is the science of flight, how it works. It's still very hard to conceive how an A380 can get off the ground. You know, I think that's number one. Then you got the claustrophobia factor, because you're not in control. When I'm in an airplane, I would be okay if I could drive it, you know, even though I don't know how. But, you know, psychologically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then flying over water. You know, for a long time I thought to myself, flying over water, you know, maybe that's not as bad as over land because it could be softer, you know, in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
But the thing I really realized was flying over water doesn't give you alternative landing places as it would if you were flying over land. These are all things, apparently, that I have in the back of my mind, that I'm part of that 60 million people who are not in fear. I don't fear flying. I just have an apprehension, but I love it. I truly love it because it's such a sensational thing. I think pilots are, I put pilots up there in the top three echelon, seeing how they can do this. Ron, I watch air disasters. Everybody asks me, why do you watch air disasters? Because it's pretty tough sometimes. But the reason I watch it, and tell me if I'm off base, is because it fascinates me, number one, how they can solve these problems with something as small as your fingernail and correct it. It's almost like, oh boy, this crash, unfortunately, taught us some lessons.
Well, that's a great point, Ron, is the reason that that flying is the safest way to travel in the world today is, unfortunately, from what we've learned through some tragic lessons.
Right, right.
If we maintained the same kind of diligence and vigilance in traffic safety, we wouldn't kill 40,000 people on the highways every year. That's why we don't have many accidents, and when we do, we get the most that we can out of that. And you can, any aircraft accident that you will have watched when you watch those crashes will show you what we learned from it and a change that went into effect, either implementation in the federal aviation regulations resulted in training, maybe a design change in an airplane or how to get out of the airplane in an emergency. But you're right, because of the forensics, you know, there's a fascination with forensic shows on TV. Forensics and aviation accident investigation were way before that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what one of the things that attracts me to those shows, because I'm also captivated by it myself.
You have a situation where you have different sights, sounds, sensations during a flight, and I'm assuming that the more you fly, the more you get used to those, because if you're not a frequent flyer, they become a shock factor.
Absolutely. You're talking about exposure therapy. So the two things that get people over it, and what I've learned in the 32 years here, are one, you got to do it. You got to expose yourself to it. But the main thing is you got to change the way you think about it. Because if you get on every flight and you were afraid the last time and you don't change your thinking, you're going to end up with the same results. So learning something, and I'm passionate about teaching. That's one of the things that drew me to this, and is totally correct. And I just wanted to highlight one of the things you mentioned about flying over water and your curiosity and how your belief changed about that. And that is also one of the most popular subjects for people. And we have a section in the book about flying over water.
The book is called How to Overcome Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. And also, tell us, Fearless Flight Class, you could get a chance to win that, right?
If you have any issues, you want to, for a 15-minute free consultation with me, you go to CaptainRon.com, or I'm sorry, CaptainRon@FearlessFlight.com, and we can set that up for you. So, but the website is FearlessFlight.com, and the book is at FearlessFlight.com/book.
Captain, really, I'd love to have you come back and spend more time with us. I know you're on a busy schedule. Let's do it, okay? You're terrific.
You bet. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Our guest has been Captain Ron Nielsen. Fascinating story about the ways that you can overcome the fear of flying. He was a pilot on a Boeing 737 with 20,000 flight hours, so he knows what he's talking about. Just want to remind everybody that you can check out our website at ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, on the home page, there is an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that icon, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. That's ronsegi.com. And we also invite you to visit our other website, segisings.com, SEGGISINGS, and you'll learn all about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you for joining us on the show, and I want to thank our guests for being part of the program also. And they include Ice-T, Bob Eubanks, country band Scooter Brown and the Scooter Brown Band, actor David McCallum, musician personified Kenny G, singer Frankie Avalon, actor Hal Linden, and Captain Ron Nielsen. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.